The program for Friday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. It's been our pleasure having you follow us this week as we have brought Truth for the Day, some great truth from the Word of God. Still thinking about responsibility today and responsibility in reference to the Christian. When we hear the word Christian, we think about one who is Christ-like, one who responds like the Lord Jesus Christ would respond and did respond. Well, before we get into the heart of that thinking, let's just back up and think about becoming a Christian. The Bible makes it plain that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. And of course, verse 10 of that chapter says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." In such a state, we're not Christ-like. We're not responding as Christ would have us respond. And thus, we initially must become like Christ would have us be. And we become Christ-like when we respond, according to Acts 2:38, when we repent and are baptized for the remission of sins, we receive the Holy Spirit. And when we do this, out of faith, we repent and are baptized for the remission of sins, the blood of Christ takes away all of our sins, and we are purified, we become Christians, we're Christ-like. And Galatians 3:27 says, "As many of you as have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ." And thus we're Christians, and we are to live a life responding as Christ responded, as we are Christ-like. There are principles that should govern our responsibility as a Christian. Many wonderful scriptures that are guidelines in this direction. For example, I point to you now to 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 6. Listen to these good words. "And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked." All right, a Christian is one who is Christ-like, one who responds as the Lord would have responded. And he says here that we should walk even as he walked. We live the kind of life that Jesus lived. That's how we accept our responsibility as a Christian in wearing and bearing that name. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, in the context of suffering, we find these words, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow in his steps." We should suffer the way that Christ suffered, with patience, and get the most good out of it. Yes, a Christian is one who is Christ-like and responds as Christ responded. And then I think of another great scripture in this connection. And this is found in the book of Colossians chapter 3. As Paul says here in verse 17, notice this one first. "And whatsoever ye do," he says, "in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him." And then verse 23, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men." We should respond as Christ responded, and we should respond as if we were doing it for Christ himself, as we're Christians and accept our Christian responsibility. In Matthew chapter 25, we have the scene of the day of judgment, and we have the judgment pictured as sheep and goats being divided. And at one point in this 25th chapter of Matthew, verse 40, we read, "And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto the one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me." Yes, a Christian is one who is Christ-like, one who does what he does as if he was doing it for Christ and unto Christ, and one who does what he does as Christ did it. He is Christ-like. He responds as Christ did and would respond. And so, therefore, it's very appropriate that we ask this question many times, what would Jesus do? It's always appropriate and fitting to ask that. And as the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, "Be ye therefore followers of me, even as I am of Christ." So we accept our Christian responsibility in accepting Christ and then responding as Christ responded. Thank you for listening this week.